No, I'm absolutely delighted. I didn't expect to run that fast so early in the season. I mean, it's only May, and I expected I'd run 1:45 by the end of the season, but to run it this early, like, I'm pretty chuffed. Now training's been going very well recently, and I've put in more quality training this year now that I've moved up to Dublin, and I'm absolutely delighted now that I came around and I ran that 1:45.
I presume you were doing exams up until quite recently.
Yeah, I finished exams on Wednesday, so I was still pretty tired, and it's brilliant to finish run that time whenever I come out of exams. So hopefully if I get another month of good solid training, and now I'll go out and run that Olympic A standard at the CM anyway, because I think now being so close that it would be a regret not to go for it. Yeah, I'm going to go and I'm going to race the Irish schools this weekend. There's an AMC on Saturday, and then there's a BMC in Watford the week after that, so there'll be two good races, more so to practice my kicks and to run a fast time. Mm-hmm. But I'll hopefully get into a fast race now before I go to World Juniors on the 7th of July. So that's the plan.
Let's look at the Olympic standard. It's 145.60. You did 145.77 in distance. What is the difference between those two times? You're talking about 0.17 of a second, you know. Really, yeah. How much is that?
It's about 5 to 10 metres of a distance. In a race where you're pulled along to a fast time, that's nothing. Like, you just, 800 metre running, it's not that complicated. You just need to follow the leaders and sit on them and then sprint past them with 200 metres to go. It's not rocket science. Like, so if I just get in the right race and if I tag along to some fast boys, I should go close to that Olympic A standard. At the minute, I'm just going to enjoy what I ran, and I'm leading European Junior at the minute, so I'm going to enjoy that. And the main aim for me has always been the World Juniors this year, so I'll go and concentrate on that. And if the Olympic A standard comes, I'll take it. But I'm not going to be too dejected if I don't get the standard. But I'll give it my best shot.
At the moment, you have qualified for the European Track and Field Championships and the World Juniors, isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The European Senior Championships are a week before the World Junior Championships. So I'm still not sure if I'm going to run them yet, because if I do go to them and I make the final, that would be three races in 1 week, and then I'd have to go out to Barcelona for the World Juniors and run three races there if I make the final there as well. So I'll have to see if it's worth it, because the World Juniors were obviously the aim all along. So I'll see what sort of shape I'm in aerobically, and I'll have a talk with my coach, Therese McDade, because she's got me now at the age where I don't think I would have got about with any other coach. So I've got to trust her at the minute, and hopefully now I'll be in good shape for the World Juniors.
So the World Juniors were the target and still are the target at the moment, but if the Olympics came along, would you still compete in the World Juniors and the Olympics if you qualified for the Olympics?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think any athlete would take the Olympics if they qualified for it. So definitely take the Olympics, plus World Juniors always were the aim and always will be for the rest of the season. But every athlete dreams of an Olympic, playing up for an Olympic final, even at heat for that matter. But just World Juniors is the aim for me at the minute, and I'll enjoy the time that I ran yesterday for the next week anyway.
You won out in Belgium. Just tell us how that race went, and were you pushed at the end, or was it were you totally in control?
I was on my own for the last 100 metres. I only passed the leader 120 metres to go, so it was a good race, I suppose, in the fact that I had somebody to chase for what was it, 700 or 680 metres of the race. But I think if I get in a race now somewhere in Europe and I'm actually chasing somebody coming down the home straight with 100 metres to go, I could actually run a faster time, because I was on my own for that last 100 metres, and you do tend to slow down even if you're winning. So hopefully now if I get in a good race, I can chase somebody down and run a faster time.